As a masterpiece of intelligence, the Mercedes-Benz E-Class combines exceptional design, athleticism, and advanced technology. Discover intuitive motoring and test drive the E-Class at your authorised Mercedes-Benz retailer today.
Hi, I'm Eddie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to our National Rural News Close-Up podcast. Now, dairy farmers are facing price pressures, not only for feed, but also water. It's prompted a reminder from Dairy Australia to reinforce to farmers the need to be forward planning during the current drought. A new website has been launched that provides information from not only how to plan, but also up-to-date pricing for hay, grain and water. I caught up with Dairy Australia's farm business manager, Neil Webster.
The situation in New South Wales and Queensland as well, it has been unfolding for some time, and certainly the impact up there is serious. But what we're also seeing is that the movement of fodder from other parts of the country into New South Wales and Queensland, the drought-affected areas, is having an impact more broadly as well now. So we're certainly mobilising our resources to work across the industry to help people understand the implications of that and what it means. We've got farmers who are trying to move through winter into spring, and we've certainly got farmers in New South Wales and Queensland where the prospects for spring are below average, and so we're helping people to think about that and start to plan around that.
So what can those producers do to be planning for that bleak outlook that we do have coming our way?
Oh, the main thing anyone can do is definitely plan ahead and start to think about their current situation. And for dairy farmers, it's about understanding what their herd requirements are going to be. So think about their stock, think about their herd, then plan around what the feed requirements will be. And we're encouraging people to think ahead. Certainly the next 12 months, we think the fodder issue across the country will impact on us for some time. But for certainly farmers in New South Wales and Queensland, they've been working through this for some time now. What they need to be able to do is to secure the feed they require to work through the coming months heading into summer.
I've had a look at the website you've set up at Dairy Australia this morning, dairyaustralia.com.au/feed shortage. The information on that is so up to date and so relevant. What sort of things have gone into building that, I guess, and what sort of information do producers need most at the moment?
Yeah, Eddie, that's good. And certainly the Dairy Australia website is the place to go to find information, and part of that planning requires good information and up-to-date information, which we understand really well. So part of what people can find if they go to the Dairy Australia website is we have set up a page called Feed Shortage 2018, and it's a quick way for people to come to get the things they need, particularly things like the hay report and the grain report, which provides up-to-date information on supply and demand and also pricing. That's broken down by region, so people can see the pricing in their region currently. That's very useful. We've also got some tools there. We've got a feed budgeting tool and a feed planning tool, and there's other information that will help people. There's fact sheets around preparing feed rations, using alternative fibre sources and things like that as well, Eddie.
And Neil, what sort of impact is the feed shortage having on dairy production at the moment?
It hasn't impacted production so much because farmers have been very good at sourcing fodder and keeping things moving, but the impact on farmers absolutely around the cost of that, and it's not just fodder, Eddie, it's actually water as well. We've got some significant regions that rely on irrigation, and so the uncertainty around water for those people is a significant factor at the moment. They're just heading into the irrigation season in northern Victoria, for example, and the water price is high. It's trading over $300 a megalitre, which is relatively high. It compares okay to other feed options at the moment, but all feed options are expensive. So we absolutely need to help people understand that the impact on farm is the cost of feed. And now it's actually moving into a stage of actually finding feed. The availability is starting to become an issue too.
I'm so glad you've raised Northern Victoria there, because obviously so much of the drought has been made about New South Wales. The relief package is available there, and obviously Queensland's been in a drought for quite some time now. What are we seeing in Northern Victoria as far as the dairy industry goes?
Well, Northern Victoria, it's an irrigation region predominantly, and so it relies on water. People are in different situations. There's some people who have permanent water available, and there's others who rely on temporary water. So the price of temporary water is certainly an issue at the moment as people move into the irrigation season. I think one of the issues that's emerging and is understood is cash flow as well. So for people to actually buy the water they need to move into spring, they need the cash to be able to do that. And so that's something that some farmers are dealing with. I think Northern Victoria has been through some challenging circumstances over the last few years or in the past. And again, planning is important. Understanding your own situation and what you're going to require is so important right now.
Dairy Australia's farm business manager, Neil Webster, speaking on the drought and its impact it's having on the dairy industry, and also reminding farmers of the website that Dairy Australia's launched, dairyaustralia.com.au/feedshortage. It has up-to-date information from grain prices, water prices, and includes a step-by-step strategy on how to best plan to get through the current drought. Thanks for listening to our National Rural News Close-Up podcast. Now, if you'd like to get in touch with me, you can send me through an email. The address, ruralnews@macquariemedia.com.au. That's ruralnews, all one word, @macquariemedia.com.au. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Hope you have a great day.